Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now, we go across to Peter Hickey. We might see if we can try. No, we've lost Michael Chamis again. His equipment has died in the you-know-what.
Honestly, is he putting an invoice in for today, Chamis? I love him.
I mean, I would if I was him.
I remember, no, he's a good bloke. He's doing a good job. Yeah. Remember one time that Gordon, that I think it was yourself, crossed the end of the sideline and I was eating a Snickers.
Well, mate, I can assure you one thing. Chamis can put in a invoice and get away with it, because if any of the suits from this joint are listening, you and I wouldn't be working here. Leilua loses it.
Speak for yourself, mate. I'm a star, mate. I'm a star.
He's going to be dragged over the sideline. No, he sends it back in. This will be just it has been a terrible second half for the Cowboys. They trail 32-12.
Yeah, it has been. But you know, the other thing I'd say, working here, I just want a bit more time off. I reckon that'll be great. I'm joking.
I hope you are.
When did you sign up for a full-time job, Wendell, anyway?
This guy, fair to go.
Oh, I love you guys.
His world is a fantasy camp. He lives in a fantasy camp.
I like Saturdays. I'm gonna do Saturday next week. So I'm gonna ask the boss, Charlie White. He's not even here today.
Well, if you go to him and ask him for work, he is gonna have a heart attack. At @MMNRL, Rory says, "Did you know that not everything in a $2 store is $2? I didn't know that, Rory. We've got a $2 store in Matto. I'll go and have a look. Lodge gets it away to Butcher.
You got to love mates. One of my mates just texted me in Brisbane, Castro, mate, you've had enough time, Wolf.
Bradley, picked up by Tedesco. Tedesco goes to the right side of the field. No change with five to go. Roosters lead the game 32-12. Teddy passed it to himself, throws a dummy, turns back in field. Luciano Leilua's got him. Well, I tell you what, they're going to have a real inquest into what went wrong here, the Cowboys. They're down by 20. And then they've just been completely outplayed, Ryan, from the word go here today.
Yeah, they really have. And, Roosters coming off, what was it, is their fourth win in a row. So just building nicely the back end of their season. But it was just the damage, I think, their outside five did early as they spread it over to that side now. And just those parts of the game, they were just beaten well through the middle. And then, yeah, the damage that Suwali and Tupo and Manu did early, just bringing that football back and the amount of possession they had early in the game, they just haven't recovered from, to be honest.
Expert comments today, Cbus Super, making hard work pay off. And, of course, our sponsors, Triple M, tackle a quarter pounder, Ream hot water.
Oh, good shot. Mate, did you hear that,
yeah,
that collision?
I did.
When you're on the sideline, you've never been on the sideline. Me and Gerds have done the last couple. Mate, the contact these players, mate, whatever they get paid, they deserve every cent of it, Maroon.
Homeloans.com.au, unlike yourself, Dell. And Nanai's going to be taken by Momorowski and Radley. And we'll play it 15 metres out from their own line, the Cowboys. Tabuai for Doe, then Taumalolo. For the most part, fairly quiet today. 25 his own side of the halfway line on the last tackle. Robson, Drinkwater, Dearden steps away from Walker, and the kick goes straight down the throat of Dan Tupo. And by the time they get to Tupo, he's already into Cowboys territory.
Hey, Murray, what are you doing next week? Do you want to have some lunch before one of our rush hour shows?
Oh, absolutely. Keary.
Watch out.
Walker goes to Egan Butcher. Egan Butcher will play at 21 metres out.
What's Judah? Who's off? Gus.
Gus is overseas for a couple of weeks with Hugh Jackman. Him and you are having a bromance.
Now, here's Manu. Manu will get rid of Holmes. Still goes.
Oh, skills.
Dearden will pull him down. 8 metres out from...
He's just got time on his side, Joey Manu. I love him. He's just such a skillful player.
Suwali, Tedesco, Tedesco. Radley's dropped the ball, taken by Drinkwater, given it to Taumalolo. And we will now have a knock-on by the Roosters. Daniel says, my favourite day of the year is International Ask a Stupid Question Day on September 28th. Or maybe that's today. Well, Daniel, we'll get in touch with you on the 28th. Ask a Stupid Question Day. We've had a few silly ones today, though, haven't we? Roosters 32, Cowboys 12. Where would you be taking me for lunch?
Mate, do you like Chinese or do you like, what do you like, Italian?
I like everything.
Macchiato's?
Macchiato's is good, yeah. I like go to Macchiato's, yeah. George still own that joint?
No, that's what I took. That's what I took money down today.
Val Holmes and Luciano. And surely you paid.
And I paid for it. Yeah.
Luciano Lele. You mean to tell me, Macchiato's is a great joint? Yeah. That he come all the way from the Highlands to have lunch at Macchiato's?
I know, he's got a place in the city as well, mate.
Robson gets into dummy half and goes to Dearden. Dearden is through, away from one and two. Egan Butcher's got him. He gets up and goes again. Then Walker will pull him down. No, he's still going, Dearden. He's still going. What is this, Oztag? He's over the 40 now. Gets it away to Tabuai Fadeau. Tabuai Fadeau's going to score. Straight down the sideline. Brings it in. Well, against the run of play. Some lazy attempts at tackling there, Wendell. And the Cowboys score a consolation try.
Yeah, well, it was. And look, mate, well done to Tommy Dearden there, because the play looked over. He found something. He was going across the field. And when you find a little bit of space, the one guy you want to find is this man, the Hammer. So really good play there, Dearden. He pushes up there on Reece Robson. And then he gets up there. He wasn't tackled. He gets up. He pushes him off there. And he keeps going. He gets out of two tackles. He goes across the field. He's going. He's looking. He's looking. And then Momorowski, he doesn't take him. And then that's what you want to do. Hold your width. And the Hammer. Hammer's in third gear there. He just goes, this is what I do, boys. This is why you pay me the big bucks. Giddy up.
Ryan?
Yeah, good consolation try there. And a lot on the Cowboys' way this afternoon. I don't think they'll be... I think the effort's been there. I think they've just been outplayed today. And I think they learn a fair bit from today as they move into one of their first final series in quite some time. I think, you know, their spot's not really in danger. They're going to finish up there in the top four somewhere. And I think, you know, there can be some valuable lessons learnt from some of the losses or some of the games that they have with, you know, quality opposition going into the final. So I don't think all's lost today for the Cowboys. They've scored some nice tries and a few things haven't gone their way, and I think they've competed pretty hard. So all in all, you know, the Roosters have just had a really good day out, and sometimes, you know, that happens as a footy side, and they come up with a nice try there to Tabuai Fido, who again just hasn't been able to have really any impact on the game.
Much like Michael Chamis, who was on the sideline today. Roosters 32, Cowboys 18.
He's just put his invoice in.
Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You can't frighten a Triton. In fact, if you've got one and you're a Roosters fan, get out on the front lawn, do a couple of doughies, and ball comes back inside to Tom Gilbert, who'll take the tackle 20 metres out. 48 seconds left in the game. What about you, Ryan? What are you having for dinner?
Oh, it's going to be a big surprise. I'm not sure. I'm sure that, you know, the girls have got something organised for me. So I can't tell you. Do you want to make something up, Maroon?
No, I would never do that.
No, maybe like a, maybe some sort of curry. I wouldn't mind like a green chicken curry tonight.
Yeah, love that.
My wife's listening, and we've got some fresh produce at home. That'd be good. Go and turn the necks of one of the chickens and pull the feathers out and put him on a plate.
Oh, happy days. Now, Manu is tackled, or is it Tedesco? And we're going to scrum it down. 10 seconds to go. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Wendell Jermaine Saylor will do the honours today after the break.
Okay, I'll do them after the break.
Thank you very much. Full-time siren goes in the background. Game 200 for the great James Tedesco. And the Roosters were just too good. Too good for the North Queensland Cowboys today. Way too good. And, of course, for the Roosters, that's five straight, as Ryan pointed out. So full-time Roosters 32, Cowboys 18. We'll take a break and come back with the 3-2-1 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Verrills again. Then we go to Radley. Radley holds it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sends it out to his winger, wow. Suwali, unmarked and over in the corner. And I think, Wendell, that's going to be a try, Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, what a play there by Victor Radley. Been really dominant opening this game up. The Roosters came out of their end on their first set quite easily.
5 metres out, he'll take the tackle just to the right-hand side of the upright on tackle three. Verrills, Hargraves. Radley,
oh, lovely play.
Lovely ball around to Matty Lodge. And Gerds, he goes over right beside the post. It's all Roosters. Out of dummy half, Robson. Dearden, Drinkwater, got it away. Tapped on from Leilua to Murray to Tuolungi. And Tuolungi crashes over in the corner. And the Cowboys strike back.
Tackle for the Roosters. Verrills is there. Short side. Walker to the line. Gets the pass back to May. And May will play it 3 metres out from the Cowboys' line. It's the last for the Roosters. Verrills tapped on from Walker to Momorowski. And over in the corner goes Tupou. Here he's got it. Left. Oh, he's at the
no way.
Straight out of dummy half goes Verrills. No one got a hand on him. And he goes over right beside the post. Then Dearden. Then it goes to Robson. And then Griffin Neame. He's got the ball from Robson. Robson must score. Oh, that's a Cowboys try. Keary throws a dummy. Steps off the right. Chopped down and a good tackle there from Taumalolo. But you know what? They're only 3 metres out. Verrills again. Waria Hargraves. Big Jared. Crashes down right beside the post. Maybe that's the ball game. Back to Verrills. Little Verrills goes on his own. Gets over the line. He might be held up, but he's claiming a try, Gerds, but I think he was held up.
Sam Verrills maintains possession and grounds the ball in
it
the
end. It does look like it.
We have a decision.
I think this is going to be a try to young Sam. He's over the 40 now. Gets it away to Tabuai-Vidoe. Tabuai-Vidoe's going to score. Straight down the sideline. Brings it in. Wow. So full-time Roosters 32, Cowboys 18. Welcome back. We are just about all done here. A very comprehensive victory for the Sydney Roosters today. Homeloans.com.au, they bring us our man of the match points today. We do it in a 3-2-1 scenario, and you're the man today, Wendell.
Yeah, I can't believe producer Tony. Mate, does he understand I've worked 6 days in a row?
No, it's outrageous.
And then he wants me to get the points. Okay. Yeah. So, look, I'm going to give 1 point to that man, Jared Weir Hargraves, okay? Wonderful game, scored a try, I think 170-odd metres, 160 metres. He played really well, and I like the big man, the way that he played. Sorry, let me correct myself there. 168 to be precise. In second place there, 2 points, will go to that man, Sam Verrills. I thought Sam Verrills was real busy. He made a lot of things happen, a couple of really good tackles, and 3 points goes to my man, Victor, the Inflictor, Radley.
Victor Radley gets your 3 points
today. He gets my 3 points, mate.
Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Up next at 5:30, Tigers Sharkies. Who do you like there, Wendell?
Oh, mate, the Sharks all day, every day, and they'll come home hard and strong for finals.
Broncos Knights?
I'm going the Broncos. Once a Bronco, always a Bronco, mate. Except when I'm a Dragon.
Now, what about you with that one, Gerds? Broncos Knights?
Yeah, I think the Broncos, Suncorp Stadium tonight, looking for a little bit of form. I think they lost their last two, the Broncos, so need to turn things around. They've sort of fallen out of all discussions about, premiership and so forth. So a good result tonight against the Knights is crucial for those guys. So I think the Sharks into the Broncos.
Yeah, well, a win tonight, like right now with the Roosters winning, it's put the Broncos back into eighth, but they can correct things, and it would be very hard once again for them not to finish in the top eight. So I guess, Gerds, if you said to them at the start of the year, hey, after the turmoil you've had, you'd probably take seventh or eighth.
Yeah, but we're not at the start of the year. They've had a really good mid part of the season, and I think falling out of that top four, they'll be really disappointed with. They're an ambitious lot, and they've got a quality side. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, people were saying, can the Broncos win the comp? You know, that was the chat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, no one's talking about the Broncos anymore. So they need to remind us of why they're going to have a really good final series here tonight.
All right, mate. Well, we'll catch you across the course of the weekend, and Wendell will see you on the Rush Hour on Monday at Triple M.
Bye, all. Thanks, mate. I'm exhausted. I'll see you Monday afternoon.
Yeah, you better go and have a day off. Great win for the Roosters today. We'll see you all again tomorrow as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.